One of the blessings of Christmas is that it brings back memories, and it's a chance to create new memories. And even if some of those memories that come up are difficult to recall and remember, today is an opportunity to suspend what it feels like today, as an adult even, and go back to what it felt like for you as a child. Christmas, when we see Jesus as a baby, gives us another opportunity to get a second chance at being young at heart again, where we could wake up in the morning with all the excitement in the world. So today, if you will, with me, suspend our adult minds, the worries that we have for today, the grief maybe that we are wrestling with, and bring some imagination. Imagine with me. Imagine the one who made the earth, that spoke, "Let there be light." The one who created the stars. Imagine the one that made it all, starting life over as an embryo, a tiny little dot on an ultrasound. The one who made the stars, submitting himself to the womb of a poor young woman. The one who filled the heavens, becoming what would be in our day a mere dot. Jesus, in very nature God, making himself to be nothing. Humbling himself, God of God, light of light, being born as a mortal creature, capable of not only messing up a diaper, but to cry himself, to weep over loss, to struggle with temptation, and to even be capable of death himself. Our God coming into our flesh. What an astonishing thought. Imagine the scene as he's born in a plain peasant village among the tools of a shed in a carpenter's shack, among shepherds and angels, bright lights in the sky with the bleating of animals as his first lullaby. And watch as he grows in favor and stature as a youngster, astounding teachers as a teenager with answers to grand questions that nobody could answer, as a young man at the Jordan River, getting his father's approval from heaven when the waters of baptism came over him. Remember, as in the wilderness, as he wrestles with hunger and prayer, and watch as he launches his world-changing mission, healing the sick, touching lepers, forgiving the impure. Watch as he kneels in a garden in anguish, as he sweat blood, and as they arrested him as an innocent man while his closest friends ran away. Watch as he is spit on and nailed to two wooden posts for all the world to see the world's sins on his shoulders. But watch, yes, watch as the stone rolls away, an empty tomb ringing hollow because he is alive. And watch as he is lifted up to his highest place. Watch as his name fills the heaven and the earth. You see, today, this Christmas day, we know that the maker of the stars, the big guy upstairs, became a dot on an ultrasound for each and every one of you. He is our Christmas gift. And that gift means that nothing in this world can keep us from love. Nothing in this world can keep us from life everlasting. And nothing can keep us from every single woman, man, or child that has ever loved God or been loved by God. Today, the promise is that God is not ashamed of being made low. God is not ashamed to be brought into our flesh. He's not ashamed to be in a feeding trough for animals. He is not ashamed to walk along with sinners like you and me. And we hang this ornament today to know that Jesus is one that binds us all together as his family. Today in our scripture lessons, we heard of a really simple phrase, a simple sentence, and I'll read it for us again today. It came from a New Testament letter written in about 50 AD. And it says that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Today, we hang this special ornament, that tiniest of all children born in a manger, because that manger makes you an heir that inherits not only the cherished classic car that is in the garage, an heir that inherits all the money from a family, but an heir that inherits every single thing that God has ever given and ever will give is given to you today. Jesus is here, and Jesus will be there, just as he has been there through every single nook and cranny of your life. The darkest points, the darkest spots, the brightest and most mountaintop experiences, God has walked beside you every step of the way. And so today, when we finish this year and start a new year with whatever lies ahead, whatever bends that river takes, we know that God is here to bring life, love, forgiveness, and comfort for everything that we experience as human beings, because he knows what it's like to be one of us, because today we celebrate he is. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.